It's Wednesday, the 18th of September, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Bank of Namibia has warned the public about Global Green Network after finding that it broke the Banking Institutions Act of 1998. The investigation showed that the company was involved in illegal financial activities. As a result, the bank advises people to stop dealing with Global Green Network immediately. Bonds Strategic Communications Practitioner Josephina Oscar has an update.
The business activities of Global Green Network, also trading as Global Green Trading, contravenes the Act. Therefore, the promoters of Global Green Network are hereby directed to cease the operations and promotion of these schemes forthwith. Failure to do so, the bank will take further appropriate action as stipulated by the Act. Members of the public are hereby directed to cease participation in Global Green Network or Global Green Trading with immediate effect.
The Namibia Statistics Agency has released the Agriculture and Fishing Statistical Bulletin during the second quarter of 2024. Namibia exported horticultural products valued at 139.1 million Namibia dollars. This, according to NSA spokesperson Miriam Shihepo, is lower when compared to 167.8 million Namibia dollars that was exported in the same quarter of 2023.
During the period under review, South Africa was the main export destination for horticulture, accounting for 58.9%. Angola, Kazakhstan, and the United Kingdom accounted for 8.7%, 8.4%, and 8.1%. The main products exported to South Africa, Angola, Kazakhstan, and the United Kingdom were dates at 82.5 million, tomatoes at 22.1 million, pumpkins, squash, and gourds at 12.7 million, and onions at 12.4 million.
South Africa's consumer inflation has dipped below the SA Reserve Bank's key target of 4.5%, cooling to 4.4% in August from 4.6% in July. News 24 reports that this should seal the deal for an interest rate cut on Thursday. Economists expect a 25 basis point cut following a meeting of the MPC. Another cut of the same size is expected in November. From further afield, Israel's Mossad spy agency placed explosives in thousands of Hezbollah pagers before they detonated across Lebanon. According to the BBC, the Lebanese Health Ministry says 200 of those injured are in critical condition after the simultaneous blast. And the UK's Foreign Secretary has vowed that climate action will be at the centre of UK foreign policy.
David Lammy used his first major speech as the new Labour government's foreign secretary to highlight the threat posed by what he called the climate and nature crisis. Lammy called climate change the central geopolitical challenge of our age, saying it was a more fundamental threat than terrorism. The foreign secretary also called it an opportunity, vowing that action on the climate emergency would be central to all that the Foreign Office does, and promising to build a global clean power alliance to help more countries decarbonise and share technologies. The commitment forms part of the new government's effort to improve the UK's reputation on climate action, setting 2030 as the new target to reach 100% clean energy. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.